This is the first podcast out of a series of podcasts that are going to be produced in the frame of the project 21st Century Skills, focused on different innovative methodologies for the TVET schools in Rwanda. Together today we are going to speak with Mr. William Imanizabayo from the Kabutare TSS school. Then we have Mr. Thomas Habimeza from Ruambuye TSS school, and Father Dennis, who is the director of the Mubiliji TSS school. We have also with us Mr. Valens Direnganya from the organization Edified Generation Rwanda. Thank you for coming. We want to ask you some questions and have a short discussion about the project 21st Century Skills. This project focuses on four main areas, four methodologies: entrepreneurship, creative thinking, sustainability, and design thinking. And it is done mainly through online courses, not only, but mainly. So I would like to ask first the two teachers, why do you think these topics are relevant for your schools in Rwanda? Would you like to answer, dear William?
That topic is very relevant as the TSS school in Rwanda, because the learner and the teachers who he teaches the TSS schools, they need to be developed economically, like the creation, the creating job, the sustainable practice for having the green skills, for example. And you remember the second, the learner need to understand the alignment with our national priority. For example, like the Vision 2015. And also the learner must understand the national skills development strategies. And the third, we need also to understand adaptability to the changing market, like the global competitiveness and the problem solving according to the innovation. Number four, so these four topics is very important because we need to be the mindset entrepreneur. So all the local solutions, the every runner need to understand how we can find some solutions accordingly the local problem they meet. The fifth, we also enhance the employabilities, the skills relevance, and the lifelong learning, for example. In summary, these four topics is very important for each teacher and all each learners, because they need to be developed the mindset in order to give the some challenge, the some changing in how in creating job and how having the some skills, which is very important. I think it is enough for me. Good.
Yes, thank you very much, dear William. I see that one very important thing is to integrate local people from your schools into the labor market also. Yes. And could you please, dear Thomas, answer the question, why are those topics relevant for you, for your school?
The skills are very important because they help the students to be job creator instead of being job seekers. It also helps them to be innovative because nowadays in Rwanda, Rwanda encouraging the innovation. So there's a skills, especially entrepreneurship, can fostering the students to be innovative and help to develop the new industries that contribute to Rwandan economy. The TSS are providing the technical skills for students. So entrepreneurship helps the students to translate the skills into real businesses or real venture. Please read it to the viability of the Rwandan economy. About digital skills, it's helped the students to be success in the modern industry. As in Rwanda, technology is being advanced, so the digital skills help the students to participate and contribute in this progress or the journey of advancing technology in Rwanda. It helps them also to access the information about technology, formation and market, especially assessing online resources, how to market their product and services, and to get some global opportunities. About creative thinking, the students are also able to develop their innovative solution and how to solve the different problems, especially related to the climate change and the resource management as the main problems that mostly challenge the Rwandan community. About sustainability, it's very important for the students because it helps them to protect the environment. How to understand the sustainable practice and how contribute to it, especially how to manage the resources, how to reduce the waste, and so on, so that the economy of Rwanda can be viability and the well-being of the people from Rwanda. Thanks.
Thank you, dear Thomas. Thank you. And you have both participated in different training activities so far. Would you like to remember and tell us one moment that was a moment that is special for you, that you will be remembering this moment, an aha moment, something that is special, whatever?
My aha moment is about how to go to the field and discover new things. Discover new things on the field, and identify the problems and see it, find the solutions about identified problems on the field.
Okay, thank you. Now, Father Dennis, could you please tell us how your school has been growing all these months during the project application?
Thank you very much. From the time we started this project, that was around May last year, when we started engaging the teachers, when we had the online courses for all the teachers. They started here and others were doing their different schools. The biggest challenge was that some of the teachers were not very much acquainted with the this methodology of the online courses. And I remember there is online exercise which they were given to do. Some of them, they tried to use technological skills which they knew to give somehow artificial answers. But later on, when they realized that what is needed is to know how much they are aware about these microlearning courses, then they came back online. Number two, these online courses were very helpful to the teachers, because it was a new approach to education, whereby all of them, those who are having the internet, they were able to access knowledge through these microlearning courses, just individually using their computers or using their telephones. And again, it enabled them to have the new approach of education, which they had not seen before. So from that time, I have been seeing an improvement in the way they use the new technological skills. Again, when we started having the workshops, the workshop about creative thinking and workshop on the design thinking, it enforced their way of teaching, a new approach to education. For example, when it comes to the creative thinking labs, I remember they were given some kind of designs on tables to think of any idea, any problem, and then to see how that problem can be solved. This made them to come together, to work together, to think together, mm-hmm. and see how the problem they have identified, how it can be solved. Again, since the time this project started, teachers have also realized that the students whom they are going to teach the new skills, so to say, they are not completely with nothing. Also, students, they have a certain knowledge. Therefore, in this new methodology, the students have to bring in what they are aware of or what they know, and then the teacher builds from that. Again, the teachers have realized that as they too have been participating in the groups in the creative thinking and digital skills, also with the students when they go to work with them, they have to allow students to participate, to show how much they know, so that the teacher builds on that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It seems that innovation is a key word in this project that leads to transformation of the schools, the teacher training as well, and the learners' education. Okay, so all these have happened, as I told you before, in a big part online, which means your digital skills have been developed, which is something that I guess you find useful and empowering. Is that correct?
Of course. The all courses is online, it means you need to develop the skills, the digital skills, because some informations with another person who are not in the same country or in the same region. For example, when you have some digital skills about to the Google Drive, I can write something and you also, you can complete me the other things.
Thank you very much. Dear Valens, do you want to add something about the value of this project?
What I can add is that this project came in time, and specifically as Edified Generation Rwanda, we have been contributing a lot to train teachers in digital skills. And as we are progressing toward this digitally economic world, it's something that teachers must have. Here, we don't mean that technology is going to replace a teacher in one way or another, but it's likely to happen. So it's another value for teachers who are getting this, this knowledge and skills to teach the students. So maybe in the long run, they'll be able to perform better than others. So again, when you look at the new teaching approaches, like the CCTN, it was something new to our teaching methodologies. And I think when teachers adopt this method and help the learners to understand clearly how it works, it will add a value and develop their skills and their critical thinking skills and their collaboration skills, because everything here is about collaboration, it's about innovation, it's about creativity.
Thank you, dear Valens. This is, yes, collaboration is the other keyword here. Yes, I'm not afraid about me, you know, be substituted by technology. As a teacher, I believe I should not be afraid of technology. Father Dennis, what was for you as a director, as a school director, something that you learned, the most significant learning for you as a director?
What has been very important for me, and also I think all the other directors of the other schools, is that number one, by the time the trainers, that is the teachers, started this project on getting the skills needed in the 21st century, at first there was a kind of a fear, which was kind of based on not knowing what this project is going to present to all of them and also to our schools. But as time has been going on, number one, as Valens has also identified, they were coming together, especially coming to the workshops, being taught together and being challenged to think together, to identify a problem together and to see how that problem can be resolved by them using the skills which they know. That means the innovation process. At first, it was not easy. I remember I participated in one of the workshops which was given by Eileen on creative thinking. The teachers were seated in the three different groups. They were given those tools which they can use as symbols identifying a problem in a society. But they looked at each other and said, we have many problems. Which problem can we think about? So they started, you know, thinking of what to create as a problem, to see as a problem in the society, and how that problem is linked to the other problems and the other people. And after some few days, they were taken to the market to see what other problems can they identify in our society and see how they can be resolved. In actual fact, this new approach to education, is very important for us in Rwanda, because it aligns with the vision of the country to see how the creative thinking, how the design thinking, the digital skills can be used to empower the trainees and the trainers, so that we get graduates who are really skilled in helping us get new innovations in solving the problems which are challenging our society. In other words, from the beginning of this project, there has been a progress development in the knowledge of the teachers, that is, number one, working together, number two, identifying the problems which are in society, number three, to be innovative, to see how they use the knowledge they have acquired in being innovative in resolving the problems. Lastly, recently, when each teacher started to engage with the trainees, putting them together in a class and telling them what they are going to learn and how much they know about it, it really produced good fruits. Students came out so happy. Even those whom we thought that they are not very active in class, we saw them being active, because in this approach, what a person has or knows is seen as also very important in gaining new skills. So on my own behalf, and also on behalf of the other directors, this project has brought in a new and good approach, which in actual fact aligns with the vision of the country. Thank you.
There, I couldn't think of a better conclusion, Father Dennis, to this short discussion, because you opened something like a window to the future, because we are talking about actually sustainable development and economic growth, but also opening the minds of the students, which is really, it creates hope for the future. So thank you very much for being with us today, all of you, and we are looking forward to our next meeting and discussion about your learning.